listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. A teenager has been charged over the attempted carjacking of a former Matildas player while she was speaking live on radio Tuesday night. It's understood Alicia Carnevars was parked in her car in Brisbane when a grey Volkswagen pulled up and a group emerged, one allegedly producing a knife and attempting to get in her vehicle. A 14-year-old boy is facing multiple charges, including three counts of armed robbery. AGL has this morning announced it'll close Australia's largest single carbon-polluting power plant in Victoria 10 years earlier than planned as we move towards renewables. We're being encouraged to dob in a servo after the fuel excise cut was lifted at midnight. The ACCC is expecting prices to increase by 25 cents a litre, but not immediately with cheaper fuel already in the pumps. But our listeners have been calling in saying they are already witnessing some immediate hikes, with one in Wetherill Park in New South Wales going from $1.65 to $2.10. Well, this servo worker in Townsville has told us things are A-OK for her work.
No, not at all. And also no directives from our national office to put the fuel up at all. And they're always completely on point if something happens and we need to do something immediately.
And Hurricane Ian has made landfall on the Florida coast at near Cat 5 strength. The storm surge even seeing a shark swimming in the streets at Fort Myers.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.